The Gulf Coast gets its news with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
A break from the news, and let's talk a little fishing.
Yeah, it's Thursday. It means it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abriscato, and it's brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive. I can't see you, Captain Bobby, and that wouldn't change if we were standing in front of each other right now, but good morning.
So I get asked, people ask me all the time, where are you at today? Where are you fishing at today? I'd love to tell you right now, but I'm not real sure.
The fog is for
all
sure.
All I can say is God bless the GPS. That's the only reason I know, have any idea where I am right now.
No kidding. Hey, you know, you were talking about safety last week, and we can joke about the fog, but, that's a safety issue too, right?
Well, it's bad enough in a car or a truck, but, boy, I'll tell you, get on the water with no roads and lines and lights or any of that stuff, it really gets treacherous. You know, it's boats don't react like a car or a truck anyway. They don't have brakes. They don't turn as well. So even on a clear day, you can have issues. But, man, I'll tell you, I just hope everybody will kind of be careful in this stuff here. And if you're not sure, just go slow. That's the biggest thing. The other thing is make sure your running lights are working. That's the only way people can see you is to have those lights on. And you got to leave them on well into the morning. This stuff doesn't burn off on the water. It lasts several days till at least 10 o'clock. So I leave my lights on the whole time. So those are the two tips I'll give you as far as being safe on the water in this thing. If you're not sure where you're going or if there's anybody around, just slow down. That's the main thing. And you need to keep yourself out of trouble that way.
So what's the fishing like?
Well, it's fantastic. The one good thing about these foggy mornings is they create, we call it low light conditions, which basically means the sun isn't on the water. And y'all asked me off the air how the water looked, and it's super, super clear everywhere from the Delta down through Fowl River and down towards the island. Super clear. And a lot of times fish don't react real well in real, real clear water because they can't ambush their prey real well. So they light early morning, late evening, what we call low light or false low light, which is what we have with this. And what really works well this time of year when we get these conditions especially is topwater fishing. That means the lure is on the surface of the water all the time. And I'll tell you real quick, you'll really learn how to topwater fish in this kind of weather because we're casting the lure so far right now, you can't see them. You hear the bite. You don't see it.
Wow.
Typically, people don't, as soon as they see a topwater bite, they want to set the hook. Well, the good thing about not being able to see the lure is you don't set the hook when you hear it like that. So
yeah.
It's a great way to learn how to topwater fish and a very effective way to topwater fish when you don't have very much wind. And, again, these low light conditions and these shrimp have pretty well started to move out of these rivers now that it's cooled off. So these finfish imitations like topwaters and some other lures we'll talk about really, really work well this time. So they leave this morning. Make sure, if you're leaving in the morning the next few weeks, probably good idea to have a topwater lure tied on. If nothing else, it'll tell you where the fish are, and you can make adjustments from there.
Fog plus clear water equals dumber fish. I've taken the note and I've circled it right there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I hate to call them dumb because they make me look so dumb sometimes.
Well, whether you're dumb or not, and you're not, when people go out and fishing with you, they catch a lot of fish. So if somebody wants to book a trip, Captain Bobby, how do they do it?
ateamfishing.com is our website. It's got all of our contact information. Great time of the year to fish from now on all the way through the holidays, so give us a shout.
All right, Captain Bobby, thanks for your time, buddy, and on we go into the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, the Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive, ateamfishing.com. More Mobile Mornings on the way.